You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
이 노래를 초콜릿처럼 꺼내 먹어요. 이건 아침 점심 밥 좀 챙겨 먹어요. 그러면 이따 내가 칭찬해 줄게요. 보고 싶어 많이 좋아해요. 더 많이 하나 주고 싶어요. 사랑 비슷한 걸 해요. 어쩌면 정말 사랑해요. 배고플 땐 이 노래를 아침 사과처럼 꺼내 먹어요. 피곤해도 아침 점심 밥 좀 챙겨 먹어요. 그러면 이따 밤에 잠도 잘 올 거예요. Yeah. 힘들어요. 아름다워서 yeah.
Hey guys, you're listening to K-Pop Cafe on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in British Columbia, and this is your DJ, Jaden, back on the mic. Hey guys, guess who is here today at the studio with me? So his name is Duncan. You guys all know him. He's from Duncan's Donut Show, and he's been here in the field of radio for a long time, for almost 10 years, and he's one of the people who I really look up to.
Thanks.
Yeah. Duncan, so you want to do, you know, like any extra introduction of yourself?
No, that was pretty good. I've been doing the show before yours, Dunkin' Donuts, since November 2006. Right. And I've been a volunteer at the station for longer than that, for a very long time.
Right.
And I work on campus, so it's easy to be a volunteer. Mm. And I love being a part of CITR.
Awesome. Yeah. All right. Yeah. And everyone, I asked him to be on my show today because I really want to have him as a guest for my show one day. And then thankfully, he said yes. So, yeah, thank you, Duncan.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Yeah. But which is sad, but he can't stay here for long. So that's sad. But we do have time for a short talk and just one song and maybe a review, right?
Great. Sure. I'm up for it.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. All right. So, Duncan, so you actually don't listen to K-pop, do you?
No, I was trying to think. I've heard like Girl Next Door. Girls Next Door. I've heard a little bit, but I don't listen to a lot of K-pop. Mm. One thing that came to mind was like 15 years ago, maybe right. more, mm-hmm. I DJed a party at the International House on campus.
Right.
There were a number of international students that were there, mm-hmm. and they gave me this song to play. Like, I had all my regular music, but then they had a bunch of requests. Mm-hmm. And one of them was the song Champion by Psy.
Yeah, Gangnam
Style. And, and so this was, like, way before Gangnam Style.
Right.
And I heard the song. It was, like, such a wild song. It sampled, was it Beverly Hills Cop?
Yeah.
And so that was, like, that became a staple of my DJ set. I'd, like, bring this out and... And then Gangnam Style came out, and suddenly everyone knew who Psy was, and it wasn't so cool to have this song. But that's the extent of my K-pop connection.
I see. So, because of that experience, when Psy became popular with Gangnam Style in 2012, I think, in the summer. Mm-hmm. So you, by that time, you already knew who Psy was.
I knew who he was because of this song Champion, and the video for that song as well is pretty wild, but then Gangnam Style eclipsed all of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So I have this one artist who I really wanted to introduce to you today.
Great.
And her name is IU.
IU.
And the Korean name is Lee Ji-eun, and who is currently working also as an actress, and she's doing a lot of, you know, shows and stuff. So not just a singer, but an actress. And she's a 25-year-old acoustic blues singer who debuted in 2008, I believe, at the show called Mnet and Countdown with a song called Mia.
Hmm.
And she's one of the most influential and talented artists in the K-pop field right now. And whenever she comes back with new songs, her songs are always, you know, like top the music charts.
Great.
Yeah. And some people even call her the queen of K-pop in the era.
The queen of K-pop
music, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And last year, in 2017, there was a poll by Gallup Korea where they choose people of the year, you know, who are devoted in many different fields, of the country. And then she actually got chosen as the best Korean singer who had most powerful influence in the year 2017 in Korea.
So I'm getting, like, the very best artist to listen to.
Right.
Sample now.
Right.
Great.
And even in New York Times, this person named Lindsay Weber, who is a co-host of the pop culture podcast called Who Weekly, said in her writing, so I'm going to read it out to you. So IU is one of the K-pop's rare chart-topping singer-songwriters, and her proficiency of introspection is compelling because she's almost able to slowly crack away at the genre cliches. She emits an authenticity I haven't found elsewhere. So she said that.
Yeah, awesome. That's a ringing endorsement.
Right.
Yeah.
And the song I am going to have you listen to is called Palette. So this came out in last year. On April 21st, and it's the second track of her new album, Sajip Palette, and it was featured by this singer who is called G-Dragon, and he's a leader of Big Bang. So they sing it together.
Okay.
Awesome. So you're going to listen to that song, and then we're going to talk about it.
Sure. Okay, sounds great.
Awesome.
소리에만 살아 복구주만 됐던 차부지 yeah. 겨우 숨은 곡에 남아 기쁨도 잠시 암호 아프니까 완전 춘이를 지은 아홉 반은 말해 지금 막 서른인데 나는 절대로 안 해 근데 막 어른이 돼 아직도 한참 어렸는데 너보다 다섯 살밖에야 먹었는데 스무 위살은 안 해 고맙다 right 해 애도 어른도 안 해 night 해 그저 night 해 가장 찬란하게 빛이 나 어둠이 드리워질 때도 겁내지 마 너무 아름다웠어 꿈이 활짝 웃어 언제나 사랑받는 날 Yo.
바람일게 잠들었던 시간을
Did you like it, Duncan?
I did.
Awesome.
Or wait. I didn't like it.
Oh, no.
I loved it.
Yeah,
that was a great, like a very sunny, smooth,
right.
Kind of light R&B track. I liked it a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. How did you think of her voice? Like, did it sound really beautiful too?
It did. Yeah. There were some nice flourishes. I guess mm-hmm. she double tracked. So she had the background. There was some a little Mariah there, right. a little bit on the chorus. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was like a really nice, fun pop track.
Right. And some parts were also in English. So the main part, she was saying, you know, I'm 25, you know, I like it. And I'm truly fine. That's what she said in English.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So when this came out last year, it was like, you know, like topping, you know, the first place on the music charts. So everyone liked it. And I liked it. So that's why I wanted to show it to you today.
Yeah. That was a great K-pop hit to play for me.
All right. Awesome. And Duncan, now it's time for me to let you go now because you have to go. And then, so later, would you be able to like come up here and, you know, come on the mic and then do, you know, guest show again? Later?
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Cool. Awesome. Cool. Thanks for coming out today, Duncan. Yeah. And then I'll have you later.
Cool.
Awesome. Thanks, right. Duncan.
Yeah, bye.
Goodbye. 이별을 알았다면 그토록 사랑하지 말 걸 그랬나 봐요
Check it out, yo. 무덤덤해져가는 서로의 감정 때문에 상처를 주는 것조차도 이제 무덤덤한 우리 이미 사랑은 떠났고 정밖에 남지 않아서 그냥 그런가 하고 뜨뜻 미치근해졌지 관심은 집착이 되어버리고 의심은 거의 밥 먹듯이 해 너와 내가 쌓았던 신뢰란 성은 무너지고 넌 이제 이별길을 걸으며 새 사람을 찾지
같이 울기 위해 널 만난 건 아닌데 상처받기 위해 쌓은 추억이 아닌데
잊혀져 간다
너무 쉽게 또 한 사람과 남이 돼 고작 이별하기 위해 널 사랑한 건 아닌데
익숙해져 간다
산다는 건 그 얼마나 무기력한 외로움일까 그 기억 속에서조차 잊혀진다는 건 또 어떤 순간보다 잔인한 아픔인가 죽도록 사랑할 것만 끝내 나 죽지 않았니 숨을 깊게 들이마셔도 내뱉으면 한숨이 돼 누구나 하는 이별이니 우리 슬퍼 말아요 난 또 그대 닮은 듯 아닌 사람 찾아갈게
같이 울기 위해 널 만난 건 아닌데
눈물이 난다
상처받기 위해 쌓은 추억이 아닌데
잊혀져 간다
너무 쉽게 또한 사람과 남이 돼 고작 이별하기 위해 널 사랑한 건 아닌데
익숙해져 간다
잘
이별을 알았다면 그토록 사랑하지 말걸 그랬나 봐요. 그랬나 봐요. Goodbye, goodbye. 어차피 떠난다면 어떤 미련도 남지 않게 보란 듯이 살아.
That was Goodbye Road by Icon from the album. Oh, Yep. All right. Cool. So that's from the album New Kids, the final. And the second song was Lullaby from Present You by GOT7. And there was a great new album that we totally missed out on. So the album is called Who You by Newest W, which was released on June 25th of this year. And the song by Newest we listened to a few times is called Yeboseyo. So Hello from their mini album released in 2013. And the reason I'm mentioning Who You is because we have they have about 6 or 7 tracks topping the music charts right now. So I chose 3 tracks, and they are called Polaris, Gravity and Moon, and Shadow. So Polaris and Gravity and Moon are my personal favorites of their out of all the tracks from their album. So especially Gravity and Moon. So the lyrics are very addicting, I would say. Yeah, so you'll love them as well. So we're going to listen to all of them in order. So Polaris and Gravity and Moon, and what's the next one? Yeah, Shadow. Okay, let's listen to that.
For you, I give you everything good for you. 후극성은 내 날개. 나의 모습은 어떻게 보면은 마치 하늘 위에 떠있는 종구 같아 날 뜨게 해주는 너와 내 거린 그래비티 잠겨봐도 난 너의 주위를 계속해서 돌기만 해 every time 멀지도 가까워질 수 없는 너와
한여에서만 믿어도 하나가 되기를 바래 그래서 Sing it up, I'm not alone.
Sing it, sing it. Dun, 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 dun. 지 앞에서 말 웃기만 해서 정신없지 내 하루하루 그치만 내 맘에 400분의 1이라도 전달됐음 싶어
난 달이 되고 봐 아무것도 없는 곳에 빛이 나고 봐 너가 나를 쉽게 찾게 잡게 반해 봐 되더라도 난 같은 시간 같은 곳에서 널 보았다
Sing it, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
난 너를 향해 향해 내 눈엔 지금 환해
Yeah,
yeah.
Sing it up and on my luck
In the light, I'm looking for in my sight. I'm looking for. 나의 두 눈 가득히 널 잠시라도 널 뗄 수 없어. Crazy, 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 crazy. 숨을 멀어 쉬면서 난 존재.
Chasing
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, all the clothes. Let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. All right, so I'm just checking the Mnet music chart right now. So that's it just gives me an idea of you know, what's topping the list right now. So the second one. Right now, it's called 시간이 되겠죠. So it takes time. It's sung by Loco, the artist, and it was featured by Cold. So this one came out 3 days ago, so October 8th, and it's currently on the second place of the top music charts. And the first one is it's a new song by IU. So it's called BB, and from the album with the same name as the song. So it's called BB as well. So you're going to listen to these two songs. I actually have not listened to these two as well myself either. So it's going to be my first time as well. So I will listen to them with you guys together. So let's give them a listen. Oh man, I can talk right now.
이제는 돌아갈 수 없어도 여전히 난 그 자리에 서 있어. 흩어져 있는 시간 속 우리와 다시 마주칠 순 없을까. 많은 시간이 흐른 뒤 그때 우린 알겠지.
Yeah. 내가 계획했던 것 유난히 뜨거웠던 너. 뭐 하나라도 내 걸로 만들기 어려워. 또 시간이 되겠지. Yeah, yeah. 또 시간이 되겠지.
Tuesday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. for the Community Living Show. Join host Michael, Kelly, and friends on CITR 101.9 FM and also online at www.citr.ca for the Community Living Show, right after the morning after show.
You're listening to K-Pop Cafe on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Territory in British Columbia, and this is your DJ, Jaden, on the mic. All right. So Vive is actually back again. So he, the artist, they came out in September. So that was the September 18th with the album Fall and Fall, with the song Fall and Fall. And now they came out yesterday, so October 10th, with a new album called About Me. And the song we're going to listen to is the third track, and it's a title track. It's called Not a Love. And if there's enough time, then we can maybe give a listen to one more track. I'm just going to try to see what time it is. Okay, so it's 1:44. Okay, so we should have enough time. So we're going to listen to Not a Love title track for sure first. And then maybe we should listen to the first track, About Me. So this song is the same title as the title of the album. So we're going to listen to these two songs. So Not a Love and About Me by Vibe.
정답이 하나인 우리의 문제를 두드려야만 알겠니 계산기처럼 다르게 울리는 너와 내 사랑은 더 조율이 안 돼 낡은 피아노처럼 사랑을 책으로 배워둔 너보다 낫겠어 몇 번을 읽고 써봐도 알 수 없는 네 마음은 내가 어떻게 너를 더 이해해 우리가 한 곳 짓다서
It's not a love. It's not a love. Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips, but are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to a democracy. a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
All right, so that is it for today's show, and it is time for me to sign off. So if you guys loved having Duncan at the beginning of the show today, and as always, make sure to stay tuned right in for the upcoming shows on CITR 101.9 FM, as there will be many different awesome shows coming on air right after mine. And I'll leave you with Heavy Eyes by Basement Revolver. Hope you guys will like it, and I'll see you next time.